pen birthing? Okay, that's what we thought. All right. All right, just so you know, here in the room we have a court reporter, and the division is being represented by... Is today the 4th?
Yes.
Okay. Today is April 4th, 2016, just after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and this is the date and time set for the hearing in the matter of the application of Neighborhood Networks Incorporated for a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity to provide resold and facilities-based local exchange services within the state of Utah. This is docket number 16-2587-01. Let's go ahead and put appearances on the record. Neighborhood Networks is being represented telephonically. Go ahead and give us your name, and if you would spell it for the record, that'd be helpful.
Yes, it's Jonathan Penberthy. That's J-O-H-N-A-T-H-A-N. Last name is P-E-N, as in Nancy, P-E-R-T-H-Y.
Thank you. And for the division?
Thank you. I'm Justin Jetter. I represent the Utah Division of Public Utilities. And with me at council table is William Duncan, also with the Division of Public Utilities.
Very good. As I mentioned when I read the heading, this application is for a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity. There is some procedural history that I want to make sure is part of the record. On March 4th, the Utah Rural Telecom Association filed comments. It expressed concern about whether neighborhood networks should be allowed to operate in rural areas of Utah where an incumbent local exchange carrier has a limited number of access lines and a fairly small customer base. URTA also requested intervention. On seeing those comments, Neighborhood Networks amended its application, clarifying that it does not seek to operate in such a rural area. And on the basis of that, URTA amended its comments, or I suppose I should say filed additional comments stating that it does not object to the application, and URTA is not here today. So with that, I believe we can go ahead and take testimony. Mr. Pemberthy, do you swear to tell the truth today?
Yes.
And do you have anybody else who will be testifying or providing information on behalf of Neighborhood Networks?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, then why don't you go ahead and give me whatever information that you would like the commission to review?
Well, we would like to obtain our CLEC status, to be able to provide, of course, resold and facilities-based services in the state of Utah. Gain access to public right-of-way.
Just a moment. Mr. Pemberthy, I need you to slow down a little bit. We're going to start over. It's coming across through the telephone just a little bit garbled, a little bit hard to understand you. So if you would slow down, it would really help the court reporter.
Sorry, not a problem. I normally talk fast. So.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, Neighborhood Networks, we would like to, apply to get our CLEC status to obtain the rights to provide free sold and facilities-based services, gain access to the right-of-ways in public utilities, so we can go ahead and eventually deploy fiber within the state of Utah.
Okay, very good. Mr. Jetter, do you have any questions?
I have just a brief question. Mr. Pemberthy, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
And this is just to confirm on our record for a future time when this might occur. I want to make sure that you understand that by amending your application, your service offerings would be limited to the competitive territories in Utah, and if you did wish to expand into the rural areas with 5,000 or less access lines that you've amended your application to exclude, you would need to file a new application with the commission here to amend the service territory that you're authorized to serve in with the CPCN that you would receive based on the amended application. Do you understand that?
Yes, and I've actually spoken with the UCRA. I actually know the president. Our intentions were never to go ahead and step in their territory in the first place, but mainly to go ahead and focus on the general public areas. that are considered rural.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to clarify that for the record, and that at least with respect to my client, the Division of Public Utilities, we don't have an opinion either way on serving those territories, just that they wouldn't be part of this particular certificate.
Very good. And,
I was just being correct.
Okay. And Mr. Jetter, do you have a witness today?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
Go ahead.
William Duncan, we'd like to have sworn in.
Mr. Duncan, do you swear to tell the truth today?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mr. Duncan, are you aware of the application filed in this docket?
Yes.
And are you also aware of the amendments made to that application as of March 8th, 2016?
Yes.
And have you reviewed the comments that were filed by Ron Flusher in the Utah Division of Public Utilities dated March 14th, 2016?
Yes.
And would you adopt those comments as your own today?
Yes.
Are there any corrections or edits you'd like to make to those?
No.
Are you aware of any objection outside of the matter with the Utah Rural Telephone Association or any other reason that this application should not be approved?
No.
Does the recommendation contained in that March 14th, 2016 recommendation of approval remain the division's recommendation to the commission?
Yes.
And finally, would granting the CPCN as applied for in the amended application be just, reasonable, and in the public interest?
Yes.
I have no further questions, and I would just move to enter the division's recommendation into the record.
Mr. Pembersey, is that acceptable to you to have the division's memorandum entered as an exhibit in this record?
Yes.
And do you have any questions for Mr. Duncan?
Not as of the time, you know, I from my understanding, based upon the recommendation by the Department of Public Utilities for the recommendation of approval, unless the Department of Public Service Commission, Public Service Commission deemed otherwise, I'm proceeding that you guys should better go that way.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I word the order in a way that takes care of all of the possible issues. I noticed in the division's memorandum that it stated that Neighborhood Networks does not own property in Utah and does not plan to construct facilities. Is that still the case today?
Not as of this time. We don't have any plans to construct any kind of facilities. If that does change, we will let the Service Commission know.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that nothing had changed since the division made that finding. And then...
No, we have not built or purchased any facilities.
Okay. And then there's also the information in the record regarding the bond. Neighborhood Networks has requested to be exempted from the bonding requirement. Is that correct?
Correct.
And the division agrees that that's appropriate?
Yes, Your Honor, the division has recommended that be waived.
Okay, so I think I've got it, and we do have a template that we use for these, and so I've put together an initial draft of the order, and so I just want to make sure that you're aware of the language that I've used. In the findings of fact, it says, Neighborhood Networks does not propose to operate in any area with fewer than 5,000 access lines that is served by an ILEC that has fewer than 30,000 total access lines. Is that accurately stated?
Yes.
Okay. So the CPCN that is issued will state that you are not allowed to operate in that sort of area. And as Mr. Jetter indicated earlier, if that changes and you wish to operate in such an area, you would need to let the commission know and submit an application for review. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, then I think I have what I need. Thank you all very much. And we can close this hearing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to hang up. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.